Good afternoon. My co-authors, Kashu Lin, Howard Harrison, and Michael Jackson, all at the U.S. Vegetable Laboratory in Charleston. Bemisia tabaci is a global pest, been found on every continent except for Antarctica. It has a tremendous host range. It's been found on to feed on over 1,000 different species of hosts, and we're continuing finding new wild and cultivated hosts. The problems because of the insecticide resistance, because of the tremendous reproductive capacity of it. It causes damage not only by feeding on the plants, but also by vectoring viruses. It has been reported to vector over 100 different viruses, notably cluster virus and Gemini virus. Of the latter, the sweet-tailed leaf curl virus is in that group. Sweet-tailed leaf curl virus was first reported in Taiwan and in Japan. And then in the 1990s, it was reported in the U.S. It has since been reported in South America, in Peru, in the Mediterranean, in Italy, and also in Spain, as well as in India and in China since then, the past couple of years, reported in China, as well as in Ethiopia. And I misspoke. That was Kenya on that last location. In short, it's beginning to be more detected in more locations, partly because people had not previously tried to look specifically for this virus. It's very probable being there a much longer period of time. The objective of this study was to determine the efficiency of transmission of this virus by Bemisia tabaci, and this including the acquisition, retention, and transmission. In all of the assays, we're using as an indicator plant, Ipomil setosa. Ipomil setosa is a close relative of sweet potato, Ipomil batatas. In each case, we are using as the indicator plant the cotyledon stage, which for the acquisition we place the adult whiteflies on the infected Ipomil setosa, and then placing them on the indicator plants. First allowing them to have access up to 84 hours, and then removing them, placing them on the indicator plants and holding them for up to 60 days, from 30 to 60 days, after which we sampled the plants for any symptoms of sweet-tailed leaf curl virus and also took leaf samples for the DNA analysis. For the retention, again, Ipomil setosa was used as the indicator plant, in which we placed the adult white flies on two infected plants, allowing them to feed for 3 days. After that, we placed 4,000, and we counted them, 4,000 of the adult white flies on collard plants. We previously noted that collard is not a host for this virus. At every 5 days, we sample groups of 10 white flies from the collard plants. And because the white flies, a generation at about 26 degrees, is going to take about 3 weeks, so we replace the collard plants every 10 to 14 days so that we would not have any new white flies emerging to mess up the data. And again, these were sampled after placing these on setosa plants. They were allowed to stay on those, and then after the time frame, we sample for lead samples and also for the symptoms. For the transmission, we use both IPA-MIL Setosa and sweet potato, IPA-MIL Batatas, as the test plants. And we allow the white flies from the infected plants to be exposed up to 48 hours at different time intervals. And also at this point, I'll note that on your right for the sweet potato, but the carlion stage, the size of the carlion is much smaller than that is for the IPA-MIL Setosa. And we feel, in looking at some of the results, that there may have been some behavioral factors being involved with some of the results. Okay, after taking the leaf samples for the DNA analysis, for the virus was being isolated using DNEasy plant kit. And then we use real-time PCR for application of the virus. The symptoms of the virus is symptomatic by the chlorosis of the veins, and there may be curling of the leaves. And after the plant is first infected, the first leaves, typically one may not see any symptoms. Then the higher leaves are the ones that begin to show more and more of the symptoms. And this is another illustration of that. We see here for the curling of the leaves plus the yellowing color of the plant, of the leaves veins. But notice for the lower leaves, the leaf looks relatively happy. Another illustration of the leaf curl. And that was the previous slides were for IPA-MIL Setosa. And this is for sweet potato. And again, we see the yellowing of the veins. The curling of the leaves, it varies of the symptoms even for IPA-MIL Setosa from plant to plant. And even for symptomatic plants or non-symptomatic plants, they may have the virus but yet not being showing symptoms. Also, I would note that for sweet potato, because we grew these from seed, the actual parent is not known. So we have no idea of the actual cultivar of sweet potato. And this illustrates of the healthy sweet potato plant. For acquisition, after 12 hours, at 24 hours, where we first detected the virus from plants which had been fed on by the infected white flies. And I didn't note earlier that we were using 10 white flies per plant that was being exposed. For retention, they were able to be detected up to 30 days after being exposed. After being removed from the infected plants on the non-host. And we did look as far as 50 days, but didn't see, or rather detect, any virus. And although as time continued to be lengthened, more and more of the white flies were dying. We do not know the actual age of the beginning white flies versus later on, and we don't know if there was some age as being a possible factor of why we were not seeing detecting it later as we were earlier. For transmission, we were able to detect as short as 15 minutes, and that generally increased as we look farther out in time for IPA-MIL Setosa. For sweet potato, we did not detect anything of the virus at 15 minutes, but much later. We further looked at transmission by males and females. In general, the females tended to have a greater incidence of transmission. However, there was no significant differences in these two groups. We are looking at a host range for this virus. And thus far, we've only been able to detect it in different species of hypermeal. In summary, it's essential that we use a combination of the biological and molecular detection for this virus. And as I mentioned earlier, both the males and females are vectoring the virus. It's important that in sweet potato, it's a crop in which is for cultivation, the plant material is being used and it's not the seeds. And so if one starts with an infected plant, and that's going to continue on into the cultivation. And compared with other Babesia virus, this tends to be relatively moderate in its efficiency. And with that, and if there is any time remaining, I can entertain questions. Yes.
Is there any transmission of sweet potato leaf virus between the sexes?
Okay, that is something in which we have not yet, and we plan to do so, to look at. It is something in which for another virus was reported by this species to be transmitted between sexes.
Thank you.